In other news, Archbishop Desmond Tutu says he's deeply distressed and broken-hearted by the massacre perpetrated by the State of Israel in Gaza. On Monday, 58 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire during Palestinian protests. The violence came as the United States inaugurated its first embassy in Jerusalem. In a statement, Tutu said that he is praying to God to open the eyes and hearts of all citizens of the Holy Land and of political and religious leaders in the region and across the world to assist them in recognizing the common humanity and membership of God's family. He said people who recognize the humanity in others do not author or perpetrate massacre. President Cyril Ramaphosa earlier confirmed that government has called for a briefing session with the recalling of the South African ambassador to Palestine, Sisa Ngumbane.
What's happening in Israel is of great concern to us, and we would like to have a little bit more insight into what's happening, and for that reason we've asked our ambassador to come and brief us. So our ambassador is coming back home to brief us about the events, how they are unfolding, because the killings of more than 50 people is a matter of concern to all of us, and it should be a matter of concern to all South Africans and people all over the world in the way they were killed. So it's going to be a briefing session. We want to go into some detail of how it happened, and thereafter we take it forward.
Meanwhile, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies has requested a meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa to discuss the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The Jewish community in South Africa lashed out at Pretoria for what it calls double standards.